This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Young people in Boulder are prohibited from gathering in any groups for 2 weeks. The county health department is working with university and city police to enforce the order. University of Colorado Police Department spokesman Scott Pribble says they'll crack down on parties and other large gatherings.
You know, if they're out on Farron Field and doing things that they shouldn't be doing, if we have a residence hall room that is full of people, that would be considered an egregious violation.
People who break the public health order may have to pay fines and face other penalties. The school has disciplined more than 300 students for breaking the rules. Residents in Denver can soon weigh in on whether the city should permanently close roads in some parks. The Parks Department plans to send out a public survey this week. The city will first consider traffic changes for Cheeseman Park, Ruby Hill, and Sloan's Lake. Denver has already blocked off many areas of its biggest parks to vehicles in response to the pandemic. A Denver police officer shot a man who was allegedly carrying a large knife on Saturday. The police department says the man came within a few feet of the officer who responded. When the man did not drop the knife, the officer fired his gun and struck the man. The man was taken to a hospital and his condition is currently unknown. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 60s. Then it's going to be warmer later on, with highs in the 80s tomorrow around Denver and up above 70 in Colorado Springs on Tuesday. Mountain highs in the 50s, 70s for western Colorado, and staying sunny across the state through most of the week, with temperatures warming up just a little tomorrow and Wednesday. This is CPR News.